This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1968. Must, should, may, and shall in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's grammar episode, we answer a listener question about four different English modals. Are they still relevant? And will they make you sound like a kid if you use them? Find out today.
Hey, Lindsay, you know what? You must visit me in New York City someday soon. I mean, I don't know when the last time I saw you was. When is the last time you were in New York? You really must come
visit. I was in New York. It's probably been at least a few years. I don't think I've been in New York since before the pandemic, before the health crisis, Michelle.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, I just found out a friend of mine is moving back there from Boston.
Oh.
He just got a job. And so I have many people to visit, you and also my friend and a few others. Yeah. So yes.
Okay, good. Well, I look forward to that. Lindsay, today we are going to answer a listener's question. This is a grammar episode, guys. So this was from YouTube, right, Lindsay?
YouTube. Guys, check it out. Today's episode also is on YouTube. You can go over there and just type in All Ears English. You will find our channel. Just hit subscribe on that channel if you learn better in a visual way, right, Michelle? Because some people do actually learn visually.
Oh, absolutely. I think it helped. Visual learning is good for me. I always like to see something like written out.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So anyway, well, we are going to answer this listener's question today. Lindsay, would you like to read it for us?
Here we go. So this listener says, hi, I'm Zara from Turkey, and I'm so thankful to you because I've been feeling my English getting better since I started listening to your podcast. That's fantastic, Michelle. Don't you love that?
I love that. Thank you.
I love it. And she says, it's so much fun, and I really love your energy.
Aww,
that's amazing. Okay. And I have one request. Can you talk about must, should, may, and shall? I'm always confused while using them. Michelle, this is a fantastic question. I'm excited.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So this is a great question. Very specific. I love it. So guys, this is about modals. So in the dictionary defines that as something that expresses necessary, something that's necessary or a possibility. So must, should, may, and shall are these types of verbs. Let's go through the list. But first, we just want to direct you guys, if you like these grammar episodes, we have All Ears English episode 1937, which was didn't versus wouldn't, a listener's English grammar question answered. So
yes.
Go ahead and listen to that one. We have tons of grammar episodes, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Guys, go check out our grammar episodes. Our approach to English is always connection, not perfection, but sometimes you do need to learn the grammar and you should obviously try to say things correctly. And we show you how to get it right, but also connect at the same time. So go and check out that episode.
Absolutely. All right. So let's start with must. So that's what I said. I said, you must visit me in New York City someday. I mean, how did that sound to you?
Right. So I think it's interesting how it sounded in positive, encouraging, and very, I wouldn't say pushy, because pushy has kind of a negative connotation, right? It sounded, you're insisting. It's like, you want to host me.
Right.
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 And I think a lot of our listeners might be surprised to see must used in this way, because I feel like many of them might be used to, you must do this, you must do that in a negative way,
right?
Giving orders. But this is different. This is an invitation.
Right, exactly. I'm enthusiastic. I mean, so must, I mean, it's basically a it doesn't always have to be like you said, oh, you must do this, right. You must do this, blah, 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 right? It's a very strong suggestion is the idea, right? So right. like, right. I'm giving you a very strong suggestion that I want you to come visit me, and that's how I'm saying it. I mean, but it can also mean saying you have to do that something. You must sweep yes. the floor by 6, you know?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't use it very much in that way because it feels formal to me, right? Giving orders. I would be more likely to use it in the way you just did, kind of a very insisting invitation, right?
Right. So like for this one, so for this example, that's perfect for that. So you must see that movie. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So this is very strong, very emphatic. You're essentially trying to tell me this is a great movie. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But what's another example with must?
Okay. So you must bring your key because I won't be home to unlock the door later. So maybe this is like a formal set of instructions. Maybe you are just moving in and you're meeting your superintendent of your building in New York for the first time, something like that. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
More formal.
Right. So yeah, it could be that person's giving you directions or like, let's say you have a house guest. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Where you give them mm-hmm. the key and you're just saying like you're basically you could have also just said, don't forget the key because I won't be able to unlock it for you later. You know, so you yeah. must. I mean, it's different than I mean, soon we're going to move on to should. But, you know, it's highlighting that this is important.
Yeah. And I think native speakers don't use it that much. Michelle, yeah. would you agree with that in that way?
Yes.
Right. In orders. It feels a little bit unnatural to me for some reason. Maybe we've just become a more casual society or something, you know, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't quite feel natural to me. But it is what it means, right? A strong suggestion, okay,
exactly.
or giving kind of orders.
Yes. Well, yeah. So let's move on to should. I mean, that I think people use all the time. So yes. I wonder what that says, if that says something about like our culture and like the level of directness we use.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So, I mean, what is should?
Okay. So should, I guess we're kind of going down, like becoming a little less strong, right? So it's not as strong as must, but it's still a suggestion or giving advice, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, you should call me if you're in the area.
Right. Right. So that's more advice. It's not that strong. It's just a suggestion. Or I should get that dent in my car fixed soon.
Yeah. This is all over the place. Should. I say it all day. Okay.
All day. Well, so, but what if I said, if I say, like with that key example, you must bring your key because I won't be home to unlock the door later. If I said you should bring your key, does that have any different feel to it? Like that feels more natural to say, but... Yeah.
If to me, it feels a lot more common. You're much more likely to hear a native speaker say that. I think maybe it is a little less dire.
Yeah.
Right? Like you must bring your key versus right. you should bring your key. Right. But I think most native speakers, even if it's a dire suggestion, like you're going to get locked out of the house. This is serious. It's winter. They're still going to say you should, not you must. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't quite fit the culture anymore, something must, I mean.
Right. And here in that sentence, then you have the second part, like, you know, you should bring your key because I won't be home to unlock the door later. So in that, you're giving the second piece of the story. So even if you use should, you know, it's more natural sounding, but also you're explaining why. So the person should pay attention.
And there's been a lot. There's been a lot of stuff written in pop culture about using should in your internal dialogue, right? Like things that you're kind of scolding yourself. Like, I should be this, I should be that. There's an article that I'm pulling up right now from Psychology Today, and it says, stop shooting all over yourself. No, stop shooting yourself to death.
That's so funny. Very creative title.
So there is a lot that, I mean, we could really, you know, have a whole other episode about that, our internal dialogues. And are we saying should too much? Why? You know, putting too much pressure on ourselves.
Could you send that article to me? That sounds interesting.
Sure.
Maybe you can email that to me later and we'll take a deeper dive in another day.
Right, right. Exactly. So it's talking about how can we just be present with what is in our lives now, instead of saying this whole list of what we think the ideal person does, right? Volunteering, meditating. I should meditate. I should give back. I should do well, maybe you just don't have the mental space for it right now.
Right.
And that's okay.
Right. Right. I mean, can this ever be used in an annoying way where it's like, I mean, I think we've talked about unsolicited advice before on the show.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it can be used like, you know, I think it's common, you know, that somebody might have like their parent or whatever, like especially like adults. Like, I don't know if, you know, your parent might say, oh, you should, you know, like you should make sure your kids, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, my parents aren't really like that as much, but a lot of parents are for sure.
Yeah.
Are your parents like that? I don't picture that for your parents as much.
No, they're not. Sometimes my mom comments on the cleanliness of my home.
Oh, that's why you always make your bed before she comes to visit, right?
Oh, yes. You know, I think our listeners knew that my bed was made one episode.
That.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, but other than that, no, my parents aren't really like that. But I know that sometimes like people say their parents like really comment on how they raise their children. And, you know, things like that. So they might say like, oh, you should do this, or, you know, so even though it can almost be used as a way to mask a must. Does that
make
sense?
Right. Like, yeah. You know? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's right. So it seems not as strong, but it is actually strong coming from that person. Yeah.
If
that's
you're
tough,
doing it,
right?
Yeah. When all these people, if you're like prodding at someone, you should like, oh, you should send your kids to, you know, I don't know.
You should do this. You should do that. Or it also makes me think of backseat drivers, right? Like, oh, you should take this route. You should go up 12th Avenue because there's a traffic jam every Thursday at 3 on 11th, right? Stop talking. You're in the back seat.
Right. Exactly. So very interesting. So let's go to May. So May is basically that something is possible, but also about permission to do something. So let's just talk about that and give some examples. So I may call her after the game. And now, guys, sorry, go ahead. Uh-huh.
No, go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
I was going to say we have an episode about maybe. So that's episode 1857. I think you did this with Aubrey. That was this may be the best grammar episode ever.
Right. Not maybe, but may be. So check out that episode, guys. That's a fun one. So Michelle, in this example, I may call her after the game. Is this the version of may where you're giving permission? Or is this the version of May where you're saying might?
Yeah, this is the version of May where you're saying might. It's confusing. It's a lot, guys. I know. These are tough. So, and then there's, what about this one? Do you remember this one from school, Lindsay? Like, may I use the restroom? I feel like this is like with little kids, a lot of parents do this. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of parents will teach their kid to say may instead of can. And I think that's because may is a little bit more polite, right? Or historically, I guess, I have a feeling this happened more in the past than now, to be honest, Michelle. Well, you could tell me. I mean, what are you teaching your kid? Are you teaching your kid may? Like, may I have another carrot? Or can I have another, let's say, chocolate instead of carrots?
So this, it's really funny that this comes up today, actually, as I planned this a little while ago. But just yesterday, I was over at a friend's house, one of my friend's best friend from school. And her son was asking for more snack. And he said, like, you know, you have to, it's hard. I always have to remind my son over and over. Because he'll just say something. He'll just be like, string cheese. And and I just,
that's
like,
not a good habit.
I'm like, we're not. No. I'm like, I'll just say to him, like, can you try that again? And, or sometimes he'll just say, like, a string cheese, please. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you know, this would be an interesting episode, actually, because I'll teach him, like, I would rather him say, can you get me some string cheese, and not say please, than just say string cheese, please.
Right. Well, it's more advanced in terms of language, for sure.
That's true. And it's also just like, I don't know. I feel like, so then I told him, you don't have to say please every time to me. I said, but as long as you say it as a question. So now sometimes he'll say string cheese, and I'll say, okay, can you ask me? And he'll say, I don't have to say please every time.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
Anyway, sorry. But I was with my friend and she said her son was also like just shouted out what he wanted. And she was like, ask me. And she said, may I blah, blah, blah. And I remember I thought to myself just yesterday, like, wow, may I? That's how, like, I teach him, can I?
Yeah.
But the reason it's different is because may I is technically, I think, more correct because it's am I allowed to, asking for permission, whereas right. can is like, can I, am I able to, like, can, do I have the ability to this, so to do this? So okay. like, I remember they always said, like, if you say, may I, can I use the restroom, you'd say, I don't know, can you?
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yes, that was always a thing that people would say growing up. People would say, I don't know, can you use the restroom? Right. So when you break down the technical definitions yeah. of these, of may and can, it gets a little bit tricky. But I think technically we don't really, in the way natives speak yeah. as adults, we don't right. mind. I think may is something that parents might teach their kids to be polite. But by the time that kid, your friend's kid, is 25, he's probably not going to say, may I have a grilled cheese, or right. may I have the steak, right? It's something that, like, just kids kind of say because their parents right. want them to be, like, uber polite, I think.
Right. And I don't know. I just, maybe I'm not a good parent. No, I like, but yeah, I mean, okay. I think that she, I mean, it's not that there's anything wrong either way. It just, to me, it sounds more natural to say can.
Totally. Even, that's what right? I would be teaching. I would be teaching can.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. But it's interesting because, so do you feel like adults do use may then? I mean, in other situations to ask to do something?
Oh, I don't think so. Like, may I do that? Yeah. I don't think so. Do you? Like,
not as much. I really think it's something that kids might do when their parents are like, okay, go ahead and order your dinner at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Right. Or something like that. Or giving permission. Like, you may do this, you may do that. I'm trying to think because a couple weekends ago we went to Steamboat to go skiing in Colorado and we rented an Airbnb, and this particular Airbnb was like, we were staying in the person's house. We had like the basement room, and I'm trying to think of what words she used to explain what we could do and couldn't do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she said may very much. Like, there was all this milk in the fridge that we could use, and she didn't say you may use this. She's like, you can use this yeah. milk if you yeah. want to use this milk. Yeah.
I think it's just how things have changed. And I think, you know, I just think can is fine.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michelle.
Good.
That's what I would be teaching my kid too.
Yes. Okay, good. So now let's move on to one that I'm sure we'll have a lot to mention too. But shall. Lindsay, do you say shall?
No.
Yeah,
I don't say shall. Nope. So we can just mark that one off.
Yeah,
no. So there's an episode we did, though, guys. Episode 1866. We shall see how to express that the future is unknown. So I do use it in certain expressions like that, which right. if you go over to that episode, guys, you'll understand that. Right,
right, right. right. So, but yeah, it's talking about the future. Like, you could technically say, I shall be there by 12. Or right. to suggest something. I think that this... might be could be used like, oh, shall I go there tomorrow to buy the dress? Or like, if you're being kind of cute, or like, shall we get going, like, we're going on a date or something like that,
right? Or maybe, you know, have I told you about the show Ghost that I like to watch, which
no.
brings in all these people that died on this in this mansion in all different eras of time. So there's a guy from the Revolutionary Times, like from the 1700s, and he might say shall with his you know, hands tucked behind his back, we shall dine together this evening, right? So that's just historically language was a little bit more formal.
Right. Okay. Interesting. So it could be about the time. So guys, if you're, but in general, like, I don't think shall is used very much, but guys, if you want to learn more, you can go to the freedictionary.com and search these words, and they have a lot of good information. But we wanted to,
wow, Michelle. Wow.
We have a lot still. Lindsay, let's
just go straight to the role play
here.
I think we've touched on some interesting things already, Michelle, culturally about time, history, manners, kids, adults, all that good stuff. So in just a minute, we're going to go to the role play.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, Michelle, let's jump into that role play.
Let's do it. So here I am new at the office and you are showing me around. You're my colleague.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so where do these files go?
You must put them in that cabinet in the back.
Oh, okay, got it. Thanks. May I drop them off there when I leave?
Sure. Shall we take a break and get lunch?
Yes. Any good places around here?
I may try a new salad place down the street if you want to join.
Oh, I'd love to. And you should try the sandwich shop next door. I've been and it's amazing.
I love that place. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So some of these will really show us, you know, again, we'll highlight the ones that I think are kind of a little out of date, right, Michelle? That are maybe not as much, yeah, you know, not likely to be used between you and me out in the world.
Right. Okay? Right.
Right.
So first I was asking about the files and you said you must put them in the cabinet in the back.
Yeah. And again, we said in the beginning, we reserve that for certain situations. Not very common. It's just not very common. Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then I said, may I drop them off there when I leave? But it probably would have felt more natural to say, can I?
Can. Yeah, exactly. I think that might be the takeaway from today. Instead of saying may, say can.
Right, right.
It's the times. Language changes with the times. Unless you're a kid at the library and saying, you know, may I drop off my books? Right. Mm-hmm. Because your parent told you to say may. Okay. So that's kind of the truth here. And then I say, sure, shall we take a break and get lunch? You know, now that I think about it, though, I guess I do sometimes use shall in this
that
way.
Kind of a way. That's what I was thinking, yeah, too. It's kind of a cute, like, oh, shall we do this, right?
Kind of fun, like, shall we get started?
Yeah.
Right? So I could see us saying that even in a team meeting. You know, we're chatting, shall we start, right? Shall we get started? Yeah. Sure, sure. Could be casual, too. So maybe that one is coming back.
Maybe it is. And then you said, I may try a new salad place. Okay. And then I said, well, you should try the sandwich shop next door. So a suggestion. Yeah.
Should, of course, super common. And that may, just to go back to that one, I said, I may try a new salad place. Here, Michelle, is this asking permission or is this saying you might do something?
I might. It's a possibility.
Right. And so in that way, it is pretty common, yeah. I think.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Michelle.
Woo, we really went into this. It's funny, like the plan didn't look so big, but then it's funny in these grammar episodes how sometimes you think, oh, it's going to be, you know, grammar. But then sometimes there's a lot to talk about, like
there's
you
a lot said, to
culturally,
say. Culture.
Time period, how things might sound. Yeah. And mm-hmm. So there's this one ended up being quite dynamic. So we got a lot in there. This was a great question. There's a lot more you could go into with this and we can continue in the future. But we gave you some things to think about.
Yeah, guys, for our listeners, if you've listened today and you want to hear more about any one of these words, you know, let us know. Email lindsay@allearsenglish.com and tell us, send us your question. We love getting your questions. Good stuff, Michelle. As a takeaway, I think our listeners should just keep in mind language changes,
right?
So what you see in your textbook that was published in 1985, it might not be relevant, right?
Right. True. That's a good point.
Yeah. So good. So important.
All right, yep, Lindsay.
Yeah. Just want to remind our listeners, Michelle, hit follow on the podcast. Yes. And Michelle, I'll see you in the next one.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.